here to explain how and why is the vice president and managing general of the Florida Panthers. Here's what are you laughing at, Talon? Here's Dale Talon.
I like that term.
You like managing general?
Sure.
Yep. How are you anyway? Good, huh?
Very well, thank you. Yeah.
Can we please get rid of the shootout? I thought I was going to have to stay up all night.
Wasn't it great, Dale?
Oh, that was...
That was great when we won. It wouldn't have been so good if...
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got that figured out.
I hate to tell you, but I saw the list. You were 21st. They were bringing you out of the press box.
Yeah, yep. I was coming down. Yep. I was coming down. I almost came down a couple of times prior to that.
Would you have taken it? Would you have taken a slap shot from the blue line?
No, I don't think so.
No? Well, okay.
By the time it was an hourglass, that would have taken forever to get from the blue line.
Oh, well, let's leave that as it may.
Give me the old Bronco Horvat.
So what... Bronco Horvath. That's great. You dug that one out of the vault, didn't you?
Hey, Dale, I was one of those Canuck fans. I thought you should have been playing center.
Oh, well, that's what I should have played all my career. Somebody had a wise idea to put me back on D. No D. I was earning like Ernie, no D.
Well, there's no D in Talon, that's for sure.
Very good. You can be quiet now for about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, funny behind the, when he was behind the camera, he was a miserable son of a gun.
He still is, Talon.
Yeah.
You're just on the phone. You don't have to sit beside him. I just went through an 8-minute break. He didn't shut up.
Makes you look good. Makes you look good.
Yeah. So can you explain to me, maybe you can, maybe you can't, what happened here? I mean, we haven't talked to you all season long. I know it's only a couple months in, but... it started so crappy.
Well, not really. I don't know why you're saying we're so crappy. We weren't scoring any goals, but we were getting some points, and we were in every game. We just very seldom, you look at our record, I think we've had a great number of one-goal games, but our goaltending is terrific. Coaching has been outstanding with Gerard and his crew, and the system is very simple, and our players are competing hard every night. And a different group every night that seems to get the job done. So, and we've got inner competition for jobs because some of our young guys have come up and stepped up and pushed our veteran guys. So
right.
It's competition for jobs. And, you know, we have a couple of healthy players sitting out tonight, you know. And so we've got these guys that better play well or they're going to have somebody take their jobs. We're finally getting to that point where we have depth in our system and some good young players in the minors. And we've got a bunch of young ones coming that we have to sign. So, you know, we're starting to get that competition that creates a little anxiety for guys that are struggling on the big club.
How's attendance?
It's getting better. You know, it's not
is
great,
it?
But we're not giving out free tickets. And we're not giving out, you know, we're protecting the integrity of our tickets. And,
good.
You know, we have four good home games coming up. We play Pittsburgh on the 22nd. We'll have a great crowd there. Then we play the Leafs on the 28th. That'll be close to a sellout. Montreal the next... The 30th will be a sellout. The Rangers and New Year's Eve will be a good crowd. So it's coming. We're just, you know, it's going to be similar to the, you know, the way we play. One fan at a time and one period at a time and just keep getting better and put a better product on the ice and hopefully they'll come.
I think I know the answer to this, but historically, do crowds pick up once the football season ends?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. It's really tough in October, November, you know,
yeah.
Because there's so many kids playing football in Florida as well. You know,
we sure.
Kids are consumed with football.
Dale, if I had to look at this franchise and turning points in this franchise, would I look at March 4th of this year, when the day you got Roberto Luongo?
Yeah, I would think so. I think that's a big step. You know, obviously getting Aaron Ekblad and winning the lottery was a big step too. You know, the way he's played, he's been, you know, as good as anybody. Every night on the back end. So he's those two things. And then acquiring some veteran leadership guys that have won cups. Willie Mitchell has been an anchor back there. Thornton and McKenzie have been terrific on and off the ice in the locker room. And Bolin, when he's healthy, he's starting to come now and play. And so we've got added some pieces that have won championships, and that really helps our young guys.
What are the GMs, coaches don't like to talk about this kind of stuff. Do you set targets, you know, like team targets at the beginning of a season? Like when you take a look at your roster?
We have some internal goals, yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure what you have to begin, but once you see how it comes together after the first 10 games, you just have to put a little segments together that make sense, you know.
Do you see this team as a playoff team? Do you see this team in the playoffs?
I think right in the way we've come together and the way we've played and we're getting healthy. We haven't had everybody healthy yet, but we're getting healthy.
Right.
The goaltending continues, and you know, every night's a dogfight. Every game goes down to the wire because we don't have that explosive scorer yet. But it's about what we're missing, a couple of guys that can put the puck away. And we're able to acquire one of those. We'd be a good, solid team.
When you interviewed all of your coaching candidates and finally settled on Gerard Gallant, what was it that Gallant sold you on, and has he gone above and beyond already?
Yes, he's been terrific. I just like him as a person. I like his he's realistically optimistic. There's no BS, you know, passionate, great knowledge of the game, simplifies it. You know, doesn't waste a lot of energy on video and complicating things. Keeping it very simple and very honest, and all those things. You know, just a terrific human being.
So you're not a high tech.
And he's had success. He's had success with the young guys in the past too. You know, Coach Junior and
sure.
Coach in the NHL. So we've got a lot of young players, and that was important to us. How he would handle all these young players we have.
How do you deal with all the new high tech, you know, statistics stuff?
Well, I take what's good and throw the rest out. I look at it and see what makes sense and what doesn't make sense, and try to use the stuff that we think is valuable moving forward. I think it's important to look at it. It's a piece of it, not the end all, but you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that makes sense too. So you have to think outside the box if you want to be successful.
So you have
are getting the same stuff.
You have an analytics guy then, full time?
Yes.
Doing?
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
I got the impression you didn't have one.
Yes.
Well,
we do.
We wish
a lot of wrong impressions.
Yeah. Well.
We didn't say anything, Shannon.
No, I'm not saying a word.
He didn't
Dale.
Say a word.
I didn't say a word, Dale.
He was very quiet there. Yeah. He's respectful to you, not to me. we wish you continued success because it's been a nice little run you're on here.
It's a good team.
Yeah,
fun to be around too. They're a real good group, and we'll be in it all year.
We'll talk again soon, I hope.
All right, Merry Christmas.